Yo, yo, it's Joey Franchise here, Wild 94.1 Geek Culture Congress, and here is my Scream review, all right? Non-spoilers, check this. I definitely got a chance to go check it out this past Monday. I would give it, off the rip, B minus. All right, I've always been a big fan of the Scream movies. I think this movie did a really good job of combining the nostalgia of the Scream movies along with, you know, a new modern twist, giving it a fresh new start. And that's where I feel like they're going. I think they're trying to push a new trilogy on us. And it was dope how they brought back the legacy characters. And what I love what they did with the legacy characters, actually, is how, you know, they didn't really make them the main focus of the story. They focused on these new characters, these new fresh faces. Jenna Ortega, who plays one of the main characters as well, she was phenomenal. Like, out the gate, like, I was scared for her, like, the way she was getting chased. I mean, you see it in the trailers, but man, her character was just, it just convinced me, like, damn, like, this girl is selling me that she's scared as hell right now. And she did an amazing job. The downfall of the movie a little bit, there was a little dead space, I felt, and they, you know, they did those horror movie tropes. You know, the classic Scream, hey, you're the killer. No, you are. And they start doing the point the finger thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I thought that was a little, you know, it kind of gave the movie a little dive, but it picked right back up. And I think what helped it also is Jack Quaid, who's also one of the main characters, who kind of gave it a nice comic relief. It was a good mixture of comedy, mixed with a little bit of suspense as well. Classic Scream thrillerness. I enjoyed myself. I thought it was a great time. It's what we go to the movies for, you know. It's your classic Scream slasher flick. Where I rank it out of the from the past four that had came out previously, I put it at number three. You know, obviously the original is always top, and I thought Scream 2 was solid as well. I put it right in the middle. It's a good twist of nostalgia mixed with the modern, and also a lot of Easter eggs too. So if you've seen every Scream movie leading up to this one, like, you're gonna point out a lot of things that were like, oh, I remember that. Oh, I remember that. So yeah, I thought the Easter eggs were cool, and I just thought the story was rich as well. I thought the story was great, how they, you know, twisted the story a bit, because you already know, like, in the Scream movies you've seen in the past, the killer's always like related to somebody that knows Sydney or what have you. But man, this is a wild twist on, you know, the backstory of this movie. So listen, I don't want to really spoil too much. This is my spoiler free review. Go enjoy it. It's a solid movie. Like I said, B minus. I'm a horror movie fan, big fan of the Scream films. Go check out Scream.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.